So we're on the Gemara Daf Chof Hei Omer Beis. You remember that yesterday we learned a Braisa. We began seeing a Braisa, which made a whole bunch of additions. So far two, and there's more to come, additions to our Mishnah. And every single time, the Braisa is going to try and work out if they were added to the Mishnah. Well, then clearly, initially we thought they do not qualify. But apparently on second thoughts, they do qualify. So we have to work out each time, what did we think in the beginning and why did we change our minds? If you remember, let's have a look quickly. The Gemara mentioned two additions, Gazlonim and Chamsonim. Gazlonim, translated as thieves, Chamsonim are those who steal, but they pay for it. So the Gemara asked, what's the chiddush of Gazlonim? After all, if you steal, then you're just plain posel min ha-Torah. I don't need the Chachomim to add that in a Braisa. So the Gemara explained, it was talking about a very specific case, not your regular stealing, but rather the metzia of a cheresh shoita the cotton. In the case of the cheresh shoita the cotton, if you remember, a cheresh shoita the cotton does not have das. If he does not have das, so anything that he finds and tries to acquire is actually not acquired because he cannot perform a kinyan, which means technically, mi'ikar adin, if he finds a metzia and you take it away from him, there's no problem because it never belonged to him. Chazal nonetheless said, don't do so because of darkei shalom. So the Braisa is adding that if somebody takes a metzia, property that was found, by a cheresh shoyt of a cotton, you take it away from him, you are posel le'edus. That's the addition in the braisos. Even though it says gazlonim, which sounds like the general gazlin, that can't be the intention because that's obviously just posel min ha-Torah. I don't need a braisa for that. Rather, it's talking about somebody who took away a metzia from a cheresh shoyt of a cotton. So the Gemara explained, in the beginning, why did it not feature on the original list? Because the Gemara initially thought that seeing as it's only an issue of darkei shalom, so it's not proper gezel. It's not proper gezel and it has no element of gezel at all. That's why it didn't feature on the list. Why did it then on second thoughts appear in the Braisa? Because Chazal said, listen, even though it's not stealing, but if Chazal said you're not allowed to take it away because of darkei shalom and somebody does, well, clearly he has what's called chemdas momoin. And that's the problem. And anybody who takes money because he has chemdas mamoin will be considered posel le'edus. Now, if you remember, we saw a Tosfos yesterday, the top Tosfos, because Tosfos was very bothered. How can you tell me that initially we didn't put it on the Mishnah? Why not? Because it's only an issue of darkei shalom. But darkei shalom also appears in the Mishnah. Don't we have a case of mafriche yoinim, which according to one opinion is all about darkei shalom, oro. So if you learn that mafricha yoinim means oro, so the Mishnah does quite clearly include cases of darkei shalom. So what's so bad to put in another example of metzias chereshet of a cotton? So Tosfos says, you're right, we'll have to, this Gemara only makes sense according to the other opinion. According to the other opinion, the mafricha yoinim is not oro, has nothing to do with darkei shalom. Rather, it's a type of Masachik Bakuvya. So it really does turn out that the Mishnah did not include any case of Darkei Shalom. Because we initially thought that if somebody takes money away just because of Darkei Shalom reasons, that's not enough to make him posel le'edus. And the Braisa comes along and says, no, actually it does, because at the end of the day, he's taking money from others when he should not, even though it's not stealing, but he clearly has displayed what's called a chemdas momoin. And if he displays a chemdas momoin, as we saw Rashi yesterday, maybe he'll give false testimony. How will he give false testimony? So Rashi explained, maybe somebody will hire him and pay him money to give edus, even though he didn't see the event. Why would he accept the money? Well, we clearly see he's got a chemdas momoin. So that's why it appears on the braisa. So we're up to the Gemara on the first very wide line, on the first wide line. chamsonim, quote unquote. Chamsonim, remember, was the case of where you are taking it from someone else. However, you're paying money. However, you're paying money. So again, the Gemara is doing the same process now. What did we initially think? And what do we think now? Initially, the Mishnah, our original Mishnah, does not mention anything about chamsonim, chomos. But the Braisa has reinstated chomos. So clearly, somebody who takes money, but takes something away, but pays for it, is in fact posel eidos, and yet it did not find itself in the original Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah think to not include it? And why did the Braisa say on second thoughts, yes, it does need to be included, and is posel eidos after all? Says the Gemara, Hachamsonim. Meikara Savor. In the beginning, what did we hold? Domi, which means money. Ka Yohev, he's giving. He's giving money. So if he's giving money, akroi ba'almahu, it's just a mikra that he's doing so, but it doesn't mean that he's a proper thief. A proper thief takes things without paying. If somebody takes it, albeit the owner was not very happy, but he did pay for it at the end, so you cannot say that he's a proper thief. And therefore, I would have thought, and that's what the Mishnah original thought, that he's not posel eidos. And that's why it was not included in the original Mishnah. Kiven de chazu, but since Chazal saw that what? At the end of the day, de kochotfu, literally translated, they are grabbing. We'll see what this means in a moment. Therefore, gozru behu rabbonon. That's why Rabbonon made a gzera, that they too are also posel eidos. So again, why did we think initially that they're not posel eidos? Because they're paying money. And if they're paying money, albeit the owner's not very happy about it, but you cannot consider that gezel. What was the maskana? Why did the Braisas say that actually he is posel eidos? Because they saw that they were grabbing the article. So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Kiven de chazu de chotfi. It's mamish in line of that line of the Gemara. Veshokli, and then they take the article. Veshokli means to take. Kloima, what this means is da'afilu domi ko yohevi, comma. What Chazal said on second thoughts is that even though it's true, to be perfectly honest, he is in fact giving the money. But nonetheless, osi lidei gazlonus. This is a person who may well come to gezel. You're right. I cannot technically call this gezel, but he clearly is on the brink of gezel. Why? After all, he paid for it. Says Rashi, kloimar shehoyo kosher lebailim limkoir. It was very difficult for the Bailim to sell this. This fellow walked into somebody else's house and says, I want to buy your table for $500. The owner says, thank you very much, but I'm not interested in selling it. Uba al korchon, and against his wishes, choitfin, they grabbed it. He took the table, v'zorkin amois lifneihem, and just threw the money in front of them. You might remember that yesterday we asked, what exactly is chomos? Is chomos, the way Rashi explained just now, that you grab the article, the owner does not want to sell it, you grab the article and you throw him some money? Or is chomos, no, you don't have to grab it, because in the end, the Bailim acquiesces, but he's not happy about it. He agrees only because you've forced him into it. Rashi seems clearly to be indicating that Hamas is the worst of the two. Not that you force the Baalim to agree. In fact, the Baalim never agrees. So much so you had to wrestle the article away from him. You're still not considered an out-and-out thief because you didn't pay for it. So this is a tremendous chiddush in Rashi. Why is this a tremendous chiddush in Rashi? If we were to be asked, what's the halacha precisely in that case? I walk into somebody's house, I said to him, I want to buy your table for $1,000. He said, I do not want to sell it. I grab the table, march out of his apartment, and I throw him an envelope of $1,000. Would we consider that gezel or not gezel? There would have been l'chaira room to suggest that that's basically gezel. At the end of the day, what does it help that you threw the guy money? He doesn't want the money, he wants his table. Bishloima, in a case where you persuaded him to sell it against his wishes, fine. So that I can understand it's not out and out gezel, because in the final analysis, he agreed, albeit not very happily. But the way that Rashi describes it, he never agreed, not in the beginning, not in the end. In fact, you had to forcibly wrestle this article out of his hands with a justification. Well, I chucked you, I threw you an envelope. And Rashi says, why is that a tremendous chiddush? Because Rashi is telling you that's only chamos, that's not gezel. Which means he is not posel le'edus min ha'teira. It's only midrabonim. If we would have considered that case to be out and out gezel, because at the end of the day, the Baalim does not want you to take it, well, then once again, it would be posel min ha'teira. I don't need a brisa for it. So Rashi seems to be learning that what? That chomos is even when you force it out of his hands. So why is it not gezel? Because you paid. Even though the owner didn't want the money. Tremendous chiddush in Rashi. It's therefore not gezel. We only call this chomos. And therefore, it was not initially included in the Mishnah. It was not initially included in the Mishnah because it's not gezel. But the Braisa says, but at the end of the day, they're grabbing. And therefore, we've got to make a stop to this. And therefore, we are going to render him posel le'edus, at least midrabanan. Now, have a look now at the second Tosfos on the Omud. Tosfos comes into this sugya from a completely different angle, but we will see it has enormous relevance to the Rashi that we just learned. A fascinating Tosfos. Meikara Savur. In the beginning, they held that Domi Koyahiv, he's giving the money. So what did we hold in the beginning? He's giving the money. So he's not a Gazlan. Okay, and what did we think at the end? Well, he's grabbing. Ve'im Toima. Says Tosas, I've got a kashin. Ve'lifsoil midoy raisa. Even though it's true that he's paying money, why is he nonetheless not posel min ha'Torah for a different reason completely? De ka'ovar alav de loisach moed. Tosfos is entering this sugya from a completely different avenue. What happened to loisach moed? Now, very, very important things. Some people think, and this is a mistake, that lo yisachmoid means don't be jealous. But it's mavur in the Rambam, and here in this Tosis as well, that merely to walk past your house and say, oh, what a nice house, I wish I could have a house, I'm so jealous, that's not an issa of lo yisachmoid. The issa of lo yisachmoid is that you are jealous to the extent that you actually persuade him to sell it to you. So your loisachmoy didn't just end with a fleeting thought of, oh, I wish I could have that chutzpah, why has he got it and not me? No, that's not loisachmoy. Loisachmoy actually manifested itself in actually getting hold of the property at the end of the day. If that's the case, says Tosfos, even if you're going to tell me that what? that this guy is giving money, so he initially thought it's not gezel, and he's not posel eidus. But why is he nonetheless not over the issa d'oraisa of leisachmoid, which would render him posel eidus min ha-Torah? So how can you tell me that the Mishnah did not include chomos? Because it's not gezel, because he's paying, that may well be the case. So I don't disagree. But what happened to leisachmoid? Wasn't he over leisachmoid min ha-Torah? Which would once again render him posel eidus min ha-Torah, albeit not for being a gazlan, but for having been over leisachmoid. So we don't really understand, says Tosfos, why did the Mishnah not include this case? What are you going to tell me? Like the Gemara says, no, we initially thought he's okay because he's paying money. You're right, paying money might help with regard to gezel, but he's still over leisachmoid. Says Tosfos, the yesh loima, though maybe not. The loisachmoid mashma, the loy yohiv dami. Maybe loisachmoid also is only an issa if you don't give money. So why is it not just regular stealing? It may well be regular stealing, but on top of that, it's also loisachmoid. There's two reasons why I might take things, something from you. Either because I'm just desperate, I've got nothing to eat, so I grabbed a piece of bread from you. It's nothing to do with jealousy. I'm just hungry. Or because of jealousy. The reason why I took it from you is I can't stand the fact that you have it and I don't. Says Tosfos, even lo sachmoid, the mashmos is it's only if I don't give the money. Bad v'chi yohiv domi, but if I do give money, leka lav dechomod klal. And there's no love at all. Ah, okay. So Tosfos has answered his question. When the Gemara said that the Mishnah initially thought that you're not a gazlan because you're giving money in the case of chomos, so what happened to leisachmoid? No, there's no leisachmoid. If you give money, for the same reason there's no issa gezel, there's no issa leisachmoid either. I just had a shayla now, a fascinating shayla. Somebody in our community asked me the following. He said his wife's grandmother passed away and she left quite an expensive art collection. Not many pieces, but around the home, there were a number of expenses of pieces of art. And basically all the grandchildren were told they could all come in and take one piece and bring that home. So this member of our community, him and his wife, they went to the grandmother's apartment. They looked around, they saw one particular piece which took their fancy. They took it off the wall, brought it home, and it's now hanging on their wall in their dining room. He says to me, my mother-in-law, in other words, the daughter of this grandmother, who comes to our house regularly, keeps on nudging us how much she loves this painting. And she regrets not taking it. And what a shame that I didn't get in there first. And I can't believe that I let you take it. And I don't understand why again and again and again and again. So this fellow's wife, the granddaughter, is thinking, you know what? Let's just give it to her and finished. Let's give it to her, make her happy, make us happy. Otherwise, every time she comes into our apartment, she always moans and groans. I can't believe you've got this painting and I don't understand. And why didn't I take it? So finished. We're thinking, he says, of just giving it to her. So he asks me the shayla, if I do that, will I be over an issa of lifnei iver of leisachmoid? Am I causing them now to be over leisachmoid? As we said before, merely to mope and whinge and moan and groan that I want this painting, that's not leisachmoid. Leisachmoid has to result in taking it. And if I'm the one who's allowing the taking, maybe I'm considered be over lifnei iver, I'm causing, enabling them to be over the issa of lo sachmid. Phenomenal question. According to the Tosas we just learned, I think we have the answer to our question. Because according to Tosfos, loisach moed is when you have it, not paying money. Not paying money. Well, that's precisely what's going on in our case. The grant, this mother is not going to pay money for the painting. If the mother were to pay money for the painting, well, it's no issa of loisach moed anyway. Problem is, we're planning on giving it to her for free. Basically, capitulating to her moaning. Well, if that's the case, then maybe yes, maybe it really is a problem of loisach moed. And if you're giving it to her and enabling her to take it, then maybe you're party to her aveira. And yes, maybe we'll have to discuss mitzvah loisach moed. So this is a shaila that I'm in the middle of examining at the moment, but it very much depends on our tesis. Very much depends on our tesis.
Can you just sell it to the mother for five shekels? Same thing.
Yeah, what, sorry?
I was going to say, just have her pay five shekels for the painting.
Okay, so we have to know, number one, will that really help? Will that really help? Maybe loisach moed, if you give money, then you're not over loisach moed, but that's only if you genuinely pay for it. But when you just give some token payment of just to be yotzer, then maybe you're still over loisach moed because basically you got it for free. So this is something that I'm looking at the moment, but a fascinating question, halacha lemaaseh, that was just recently asked. Okay. So at the moment, Tosfos is telling you that the issa of loisach moed is only when you take it without paying money. But over here, chomos, you do pay money. So if you do pay money, then there's no issa of loisach moed. Fine. Says Tosfos, v'im toima, I have a question. V'ha omrin amaperek kamad above matzino. The Gemara says in the first perek above matzino, quote unquote, loisach moed, beloi domi mashmalahu, quote unquote, which translates as mashmalahu. People think that loisach moed is when you take something without money. Are these people who think that way, are they correct or not correct? Well, Tosfos has just told us that actually, yes, they are correct. If you take it without money, that's when you're over loisach moed. So why does the Gemara say people think that loisach moed is without money? The suggestion is it sounds like that what? That actually they're wrong. The diuk of the Gemara, this is what Tosfos is bothered by, it sounds like that really loisach moed applies in all cases, even if you pay money. But mashmalahu, but for some reason the mashmalahu is people think it's only without money. Says Tosfos, mashma le'inshi dafka to people who demishtameakach. That's their implication. That's what they think. Aval hein toyim. But the implication of the Gemara is, that in fact, they're making a mistake. Deloy sach moed is really hava afilu b'deyohiv domi, even if you do give money. Doesn't the Gemara sound that way? The Gemara sounds like that really loisach moed yoiva, even if you do give money. But people think that you're only able loisach moed if you don't give money. So it sounds like that essentially they're mistaken. Loisach moed is even alive, you're over even if you do give money. And if that's the case, then we're back to square one. This guy who's doing chomos and he's paying money, you're right, he's not a gazlan. But why is he not over the issa of loisach moed? Says Tosfos, no, you mistranslated the Gemara. V'yesh loimah. D'mashmaluhu d'ka'omah. When the Gemara says it's mashma to them, it doesn't mean but they're mistaken. Rotzoloimah, what that really means is nami d'chein hu ha'emes. That is the truth. So you mistranslated the Gemara. Not that people think, etc., etc., but they're mistaken. No, people correctly think that loisach moed is only an issue if you don't give money. But if you do give money, then there is no loisach moed whatsoever, and they're 100% correct in their assumption. If that's the case, then everything is good. Our Mishnah is talking about a chamson. He's paying money. He's not a gazlan. What was Tosa's question? But he's overlay sachmoid. No, he's not. Why? Aren't people mistaken? No, there's no mistakes. That's absolutely the halacha. There is no loy sachmoid if indeed you pay money. So we understand very well, why did the Mishnah miss out the case of chomos? Because you're paying money, you're neither a gazlan, nor are you over loy sachmoid, and that's why the Mishnah initially thought you're not posel eidus. Now look at Tosis in conclusion. This is relevant to our Rashi. V'oid yesh loyma. We can further suggest. D'hochi koma. Maybe this is what our Gemara means. Domi koyohiv. Listen very, very carefully, Rabbi Yisrael. Beautiful, beautiful Tosis. What did our Gemara say? That we initially thought that chomos should not be posel eidus because he's giving money. What does that mean, says Tosfos, that he's giving money? Says Tosfos, do you know what it means? What it means is, domi koyohivi, he's giving money, v'hoyum faisim oisam, and they are actually appeasing the seller ad sheyoimru roitze ani, until the seller eventually says, okay, roitze ani, yes, I want to sell it after all. Im kein loy ovri alav deloy sachmoy. Therefore, he's not over the issa of loy sachmoy. In other words, Maybe indeed, even if you give money, maybe indeed you are over loy sachmoid. But that's only if you forcibly take it away. But what we thought in the Mishnah is that who are we dealing with? We're dealing with people who do what? Not that they grab it away from you and then throw the money at you. But rather, what do? They persuade you eventually to say, Reitze ani. Remember we said before, what is chomos? Is chomos that they force it out of your hands, but they give you money? Or is it less than that? They persuade you to agree to sell it. Says Tosas, we initially thought that we're not talking about people who are grabbing. What are we talking about? People who are mafias means they convince you to say those magic two words, roitze ani. If you say roitze ani, then not only are you not over gezel, you're not over leisachmed as well either. So what happened in the final conclusion? That's why it wasn't included in the Mishnah. Why was it included in the Braisa? So look in Tosfos, the last two lines. Kiven de chazi v'shokli ba'al korchayu. But now the Chazal saw that what are people doing? They're not convincing the seller to say, I want, but rather they're taking it away from them against their will. V'loi hayu chayshashim, and they didn't care one way or another. Im yispaisu, comma, whether they're going to be appeased or not, that's why poslinhu. That's why they puzzled him. So in other words, let's sum up a beautiful, beautiful Tosfos. Let's have a look once more at the top line of the Gemara, the top wide line. And let's now learn the Gemara the way that Tosfos has told us to learn. Again, that first wide line, Chamsonin, remember, was not included in the Mishnah, but it's included in the Braisa. Mei Ikara, what do they think in the beginning? Sovor, they held, Domi Koyahiv, he's giving money, which Tosis has now added. What does that mean, they're giving money? And they're not grabbing it. They're giving money, and they're being Mephias, the owner, to say, Reitze Ani. So it's still called Chomos. because you're forcing him to sell it and he didn't want to sell it. But at the end of the day, he said those magic words, Reitza Ani. And if that's the case, we initially thought he should not be Posel Eidus. Why not? Because he's definitely not over Gezel and he's not over Lo Sachmoed either. Why? Because in the final analysis, the guy has agreed to sell it. That's why it was not included in the Mishnah. Carry on the Gemara. Akroi ba'alma kiven de chazu. But then Chazal saw that what are people doing? The chachotfi, that they're grabbing. Oh, if they're grabbing, that's a much worse form of chamos. Now, what are people doing? They're not waiting for the owner to say those magic words, Reitza Ani. They're just grabbing the article, throwing the money at them, and walking out. That's why Gozri Buhur Rabbon. Which means, therefore, Rabbi Yisai, we saw Rashi. We started today with a Rashi. And we said in Rashi, there's a tremendous chiddush. Rashi said quite clearly that we're talking about, in the final analysis, they're grabbing the article and throwing the money at them. And that's not called gezel, that's called chomos. It turns out that Tosfos also agrees with that. It's just that initially we thought we're talking about a different type of chomos. Initially we thought that chomos doesn't need to be posel eidus. Why? Because even though he's doing not a very nice thing, but at the end of the day, he did manage to persuade, kicking and wailing, the moicher to say Reitza Ani. So he's not over Gezel, he's not over Lo Sachmoed, so we're not going to make him posel eidus. But then what did Chazal see eventually? Did you know what people are doing now? Choytfi, that's the magic word over here. Choytfi, they're no longer convincing the owner to say Reitza Ani, they're just grabbing the article, throwing the money at them, like Rashi says, and Tosfos. Well, if that's the case, then you really are much worse than Chomos, and in the final analysis, you're over Lo Sachmoed as well. And that's why they made you Posel Eidus. Yes, Larry, you're going to say something?
Yeah, just a quick question. The Aseres Dibros, it says Lo Signov is kidnapping. So yeah. Isn't Lo Sachmoed Gzela?
No.
So what's Gzela in the Aseres Dibros?
It's not in the Aseres Dibros. It only says Lo Signov. Lo Sigzoil is a different Issa.
Right, so that's my point. Those Signov and the Aseres Dibros is talking about kidnapping. It's a totally different, right? So we don't learn Gzela in the Aseres Dibros?
No. Gzela is taking money. Gneva, the Aseres Dibros is when you take people, you kidnap. So we're right. Talking the whole time.
And that Lo Sachmoed is not part of Gzela?
No. It might be an addition to Gzela. Like we said, I can steal money for you for one of two reasons, either because I'm just hungry or because I'm jealous. If I'm jealous, then you're right, then I'll be over Lo Sigzoil and also Lo Sachmoed. So it turns out that, yes, Rashi is a tremendous chiddush, but that is the simple translation of the Gemara, and that's why Tosfos has to learn the same. Chotvi, people are grabbing. People are not persuading the seller to say Reitza Ani. Rather, they are grabbing the article. They are throwing the money down. I'm very sorry. That might not be Gezel, but it is Chomos. And that's why they're Posel Eidus. Okay, we have to hold it over here. As mentioned, I'm not sure what will be tomorrow. I may have a bris. So please check your emails. I'll try and be in touch with you, Mr. Hashem, later on in the course of the day.